In New South Wales, the historic gold mining town of Mogo on the south coast was largely destroyed by yesterday's fires, with residents describing trying to fight the fire in what seemed like darkness. It was the same at Mogo Zoo, which houses the largest private collection of exotic animals in Australia. Remarkably, the zoo and its animals have been saved. Chad Staples is the zoo's director, and I spoke to him a short time ago.
Good morning.
Now, you're not at the zoo at the moment, I understand. You've gone into the nearby town of Maruya. Can you describe what you've seen this morning in your area?
Oh, look, it's pretty devastating, to be honest. And I think it's such a scene with such a devastating fire that, you know, it's so random, the things that are still up and the things that are burnt to the ground.
Just how widespread is the devastation that you saw?
Oh, it's everywhere. So I'm in Maruya at the moment, which is kind of the next decent-sized town down from Mogo, and it all the way along, it's just a wipeout. It is really, it warms the heart to see how many houses were standing when they were just surrounded now by black trees, but it's pretty devastating. We have literally nothing now in Mogo, so we obviously don't have power, we don't have any form of signal to get out, and it was very important for me to now head out and do, I guess, this, because we were so fortunate. You know, it was real answered prayer to save the zoo yesterday, but now we need to find these animals fresh water, because we used a hell of a lot of it fighting the fire yesterday.
So are you in town looking for water now, are you?
Oh, look, we're just trying to reach out to whoever we can to let them know what's happening at the zoo right now. So without power, it becomes very difficult to do what we need to do. So we really need to find a big generator, because obviously it's going to take a while for actual power to come back to the zoo. Another one would be water to fill our tanks again, because then at least, even if we have to, we can go enclosure by enclosure with buckets to make sure everyone's okay.
So let's go to the operation that occurred yesterday to save the zoo. First of all, for people who aren't particularly familiar with the Mogo Zoo, just describe how important this zoo is and the kind of animals that are there.
Oh, look, it's an amazing zoo. I think anyone that's been there, the zoo actually just celebrated its 30th birthday on Boxing Day. So it's a real stable here. Everyone in New South Wales knows of it, I feel like. It's the most amazing collection of exotic animals from all over the world. And we sit on about 65 acres right along the Tomakan River. You're talking around 200 animals, and things as small as pygmy marmosets all the way up to giraffes. We have a family of gorilla, lions and tigers, monkey islands that hold siamang and lemurs. I just can't say enough how amazing the team at Mogo Wildlife Park is.
And just how threatened were they yesterday with the fire?
Look, we were putting out fires on the property. We are one of those real fortunate oases, and I can only put it down to great planning and I think prayers from the whole country that we would make it through. We only fought off these fires with the team of Mogo Wildlife Park. We had plans that definitely involved the fireys rolling up, and they never arrived. All we ever got was one guy in a lonely car telling us they're not going to be able to get to you because resources were that thin elsewhere.
It was an extraordinary day, as you appreciate, yesterday.
Oh, of course.
So I know you also took animals, the smaller animals that you could, into your own home, and your home's now become a bit of a Noah's Ark, is that right?
For animals and keepers, actually. So no one could leave last night, and we didn't want them to either. It's just too dangerous. Everyone was so exhausted. Last night I had a lot of small little primates and some red pandas in the house along with the keepers.
And how were the animals faring?
No, they're really good, to be honest. You know, there were a couple of times when it was really bad, sort of around that midday, where the giraffe and zebra, which had given access to all the paddocks, were just not sure what was going on. So there was a bit of herd behaviour where they'll run from one area to the other because keepers were just all over the place doing things that they wouldn't normally do.
Mm.
But for the most part, everything was great. You know, the dangerous animals like big cats and great apes were all able to be locked down in their usual night dens. They were fed and watered, and for the most part, they were hidden from what was going on outside. But we've been sitting in a blanket of smoke for weeks now. There were times when there was actual visible fire around that you would have thought that it would have sent them into a panic, but we didn't see it, which we're very thankful.
Have you inspected all of the zoo then? You're comfortable with how all the animals are faring today?
Oh, absolutely. And we haven't slept. So we've had teams that have gone all night because obviously you can get complacent when you get past the big stuff and there's still the chance of ember attack and things flaring up. So we were still extinguishing small fires on the property up till about 1:30 last night.
And what about the fire threat today then? Are you in a safe zone now?
I'd like to think so. I think, thankfully, we've got much better weather conditions than we had yesterday. It's certainly a lot cooler now and there's not that horrible wind that we had yesterday. But we're going to have to just make sure that we get everything out as far as fire goes that we possibly can, because you don't have to drive far and you can still see a lot of smouldering happening, which is the potential to then flare up.
So you mentioned now your concerns around backup generator and also water. How critical is this need? How much time do you have before you really need that backup?
Look, power is probably the more essential right now because we do still have some water in the tank. So we can certainly just manually bucket that out and take it to where it's needed. So power is huge. And we understand it's obviously going to take a long time for power to get anywhere near Mogo again. So it's really a big generator that we're desperate for so that we can get things hooked back up and make sure we can care for everybody, including the staff.
That's Chad Staples, the director of the Mogo Zoo on the New South Wales South Coast. And remarkably, the zoo and its animals were saved yesterday as bushfire tore through the nearby village of Mogo, which has also been really hit.